Oh, that's right. It's gone. It's gone. There was a picture on, I think it was a Greenwood calendar, opening this fall, the Inn on the Square. And I have Gary Irwin, aka Shrimp City Slim. Wouldn't that be awesome if it really was opening up this fall? I haven't been able to verify or not
Well,
yet.
I would love to see that because we have a lot of fond memories of that place. We used to play the Fox and Hound Lounge, and I always loved the fact that it was a fox and one hound. How can you chase a fox with one hound?
You can't.
You got to have a pack of hounds.
That's
I mean, I'm not even a hunter, and I know that.
Exactly,
But
exactly.
then the Starlight Room, and we used to go in there for a ribeye, and if my memory serves me well, they had black tableware.
Right.
So you get a ribeye on a black plate. I thought it was way trippy.
Yeah,
I
it
loved it.
was. Yes, and you always, part of your song there that you just had, the Starlight Room, talks about the baked potato.
Oh, yes. And sour cream.
Yes, lots of sour cream. Yeah, so.
And a couple of tugs of Pinot, and that's like Pinot Noir.
Right.
And then going over to a karaoke at the Fox and Hound and
Yes.
having a Bacardi. So we're mentioning all the food and beverage items being very F&B oriented.
That's right. That's right. Well, I think it is terrific that you are sitting down with us here because tonight, everything kicks off. I know you're real, real busy, but you've taken some time with us. How you been doing, Gary?
Great, Anne. Thank you so much. I feel so good to be back in Greenwood, you know. This is for me, a very invigorating weekend. When I roll into town, I just feel instantly better. I see everybody working really hard in a sort of cooperative spirit to get everything erected and running. You know, like the stage was going up before our eyes, and the sound guys showed up, and the TV was there this morning. The golf carts are spinning around the main street. All the crews are working hard,
And
and
there's already barbecue for sale.
oh, there is,
Yeah.
yeah. There was. I met some guys this morning, pig in or pig out. They're from down near Fort Myers, Florida. Now, you know how far that
That's a
is from here.
truck. Yeah.
Yeah. So, looking at the 90-some barbecue teams we have this year, we have them from as far away as deep down in Florida. We have Ohio, we have Maryland, and of course, all throughout the South. So, once again, evidence that after 15 years of doing this, we're really on the map. And this year is the year that, if folks out there in Radioland, if you haven't come out before, this is the year that you want to come out because you'll get one to remember.
Absolutely. And when you think about how many blues bands were here the first year.
Incredible. And I would have to go back and look, but I can tell you,
Rough.
let me paint a picture. We had five barbecue teams.
Right.
This year we have, I think, 97, 98.
Right.
We had a wimpy little tiny stage pushed up against a wall there. I forget the name of that building, but you know what I'm talking about, where Howard's on Main is, that
Right.
building. There's no canopy over the stage, just a little. That was our main stage. There might have been three other pubs. I think we probably had four bands. And we said, let's do this and see what happens. Well, what happened was it was a success. It grew a little bit bigger the second, third, fourth, fifth years. And now by the 15th, it's humongous.
Absolutely. It is phenomenal, the growth. The uptown looks great. The Topiaries are such an added bonus to have it part of that as you cruise around
Oh,
and
yeah.
closing it off at 6 o'clock, I think, tonight,
That's
closing
right.
off uptown.
Main Street,
Main
right.
Street. And there's still plenty of parking, though, and plenty of easy ways. You just have to think it through and just not barrel right down into Uptown Greenwood. But
No, and the main thing is spend a day with us, or for that matter, spend a day in an evening. Get your car parked, bring the family, the little kids, grandma, grandpa, bring everybody. There's something for everyone. And spend the day. There's plenty of shady places, air-conditioned places you can chill out. Hey, you might need a little break. Go and have an iced tea. Go have an ice cream inside. Sit under the trees and get back out in the sun and try some more hash and barbecue.
And then, of course, you have the CenturyLink main stage with that whole area so people can eat, listen to music. There's something for everybody. You're absolutely right.
We have a lot of cover over there by the CenturyLink stage, and we're doing something really cool this year. Of course, we're going to do the opening show, Ladies Sing the Blues, tonight, starting at 6, with Annie Piper from Australia and Laura Rain from Detroit. That's going to be a great show. Again, free admission. But then all through tomorrow, starting at 11 o'clock until 11 p.m., and all day Saturday morning, noon, afternoon, and evening, you can come out to the CenturyLink tent and hear great live blues. It's awesome.
You don't
and
even have to move if you don't want to.
You could sit there. You could just sit there.
Right.
You know, honey, mind my purse. I'm going to go get another plate of barbecue.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. It's going to be fantastic, and there's something for, I mean, all kinds of blues.
Yes.
Traditional, contemporary, acoustic, electric, male, female, solo, large group, you name it. It's going to rock your socks off.
And I got to tell you, you've given us a great group of artists to talk to this week on the air. I think everybody has been commenting about the variety and the different groups. But I got to say, the women rock this year.
They do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you what. And, you know, the picture that was in the Index Journal of the saucy Aussie here is Annie Piper. I tell you what, I told her she's got a lot to live up to here when she comes and does a show with almost 100 degree weather.
Well, y'all find out for yourself at 6 o'clock tonight, or see Annie tomorrow evening at T.W. Boone's upstairs.
Yeah, so it is pretty awesome that we have such a variety and such a group. I also want to say something about Vanessa Collier. Being a woman saxophonist is not an easy feat, but she went to Berkeley in Boston. I mean,
right.
Very well educated, works with girls and guys, teaching lessons when she's not on the road. Awesome person.
Very intelligent young lady, very talented. Also a good singer and a very fine songwriter. And all the guys that she has in her band are like educated musicians as well. I mean, they are really studied, you know. Speaking of studied, I didn't mention this to you, Ann.
Okay.
On the academic side of things, we have Dr. Robert Gardner from Lander University playing saxophone with us tomorrow with Dr. Root Music.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Have you heard him before?
Frankly, I have not, but I tied him in with Professor Bottleneck and Harmonica Frank a couple years ago, and they were raving about how great he was.
Yeah. He is great, and Lander is so fortunate to have him, and he has played the blues, whether it's in Chicago, here, and of course in Columbia, so he is very, very good, and he does a great job over at Lander, getting those kids excited about the blues.
Well, you know, I got him on the web. Everybody's got to have a blues name, right?
Right.
So I got him on the website as Dr. Robert.
Dr. Robert.
You know, remember the Beatles had us on Dr. Robert?
Yeah.
You know, for those of us who can remember.
Yeah.
But y'all got to come out. This is going to be really great time all around Uptown Greenwood. Blues day and night, barbecue galore, something for the kids. We're going to have arts and crafts out there for sale, and it's fun for the entire family. Every generation of the family is going to enjoy themselves at the Festival of Discovery.
Right here in Greenwood. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here with Shrimp City Slim.
Mmm.
Mmm, that's right.
I can almost smell the barbecue from here, Ann.
I'm telling you. I drove through uptown, and I was around lunchtime, and they were already set up selling barbecue. People were carrying off bags of it.
Yeah, you know, that's something, another thing that we've adjusted over the years. Way back when, there weren't that many on Saturday day, principally, after the judging and everything like that. Most of the retail vendors of barbecue were gone, yeah. But now we got plenty all the way through the festival. So you can buy barbecue tonight, and you can also buy it all the way through Saturday night. And look who's walking in the door.
Well, my goodness, we've got a third person right here with us. It is Clam Chop.
That's right.
Not Lamb Chop, Clam Chop.
Thank you.
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. Nice to see you. Huh?
Good to see you. Yeah. That's right. We'll see if we're, hope you're sounding okay for right here. We'll get an adjustment in a minute here. Have you seen this picture?
I have not. I just rolled into town about 10 minutes ago.
Well, what do you think?
Wow.
Wow.
Did you draw that?
No, I did not, but that's the saucy Aussie.
That makes me want to come see some blues playing.
I'm telling you what.
6 o'clock show.
Six o'clock
tonight, yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what, she looks pretty awesome. And yeah, we talked about with her. We talked about because she's the one that has the chasing tail.
Right.
Right? Chasing right. tail. And I was telling her about the mermaid, and she thought that might be real appropriate for her.
Huh.
The mermaid, you know, with the tail.
Well, which mermaid are you talking about?
The mermaid, the Uptown Greenwood, the Topiary, the mermaid.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
outside
yeah.
of Howard's there.
Oh, okay.
I was telling her about that she needed to make sure she took some time to look at the Topiaries and everything.
Well, that's why I put a new memory card in my my camera. I'm trying to take some pictures, you know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your brain.
No, it's too late for that.
Too late for that. You can't get a reboot there, Gary.
No, we're going to kill some brain cells tonight, I think.
Well, you know, I mean, how do you put together all this great group of people? I mean, because you have all different kinds of blues. You have a couple. You have the Camden Festival that you do.
Right. That's coming up October 1, 2, and 3.
Right. And do you have another one now, or?
I have an event in April called Blues by the Sea on Kiowa Island.
Correct.
I have a blues stage at the Pecan Festival in Florence in November. That'll be November 7th. And, I've scaled back. You know, the one that started all this was the Low Country Blues Bash in Charleston, which ran for 22 years.
And it was a bash.
It was 10 to 12 days long. Normally, 1 year went to 17 days.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it was too much.
Yeah. So you've got these other festivals, but how do you get all these great artists? Because I know that you don't actually know all these people because it keeps growing and you keep bringing in new talent. And we were talking about some of the new talent that's going to be here. How do you make those connections?
Well, you know, we all of us, you know, who play this music professionally are in the network, and word travels fast and people talk to each other and whatnot and, you know, so forth and so on. And I feel like I know Greenwood and its venues well enough that I can kind of sense who would be appropriate for which venues and also what would be an interesting and eclectic mix of people. One thing that makes our festival different than a lot of the other summertime blues festivals, quote unquote, is we have a very eclectic mix of people. If you go to a website like bluesfestivalguide.com, you're going to see a lot of the same artists playing all the festivals.
Correct.
And I think that's really boring. This is a South Carolina festival of discovery. And what I always loved about the blues was that marquee value or notoriety or fame and fortune do not necessarily equate with talent.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the some of the most obscure blues men and blues women are the ones that I ended up the most in love with from my youth as a blues fan.
Sure.
So, and that persists today. So what we do is we beat the bushes and seek out people that really need to be seen by more folks and bring them to town, try to corral everybody into this arena with the right attitude. You know, spirit is very important. Everybody's got to be into it, got to be positive, and got to feel the community that we have here in Greenwood for this festival. And most of these people do. They get it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we mix them all together, and you're going to have just, it's going to be a roller coaster ride this weekend of blues quality from across the spectrum.
And not only that, you bring in some young people, and then you bring in some that have been around and been forever doing the blues.
And I'll tell you, it's true. I mean, like the guy that Clam Chop and I are working with tonight, I've never worked with him before. I only know Dr. Root Music.
Yes.
His real name, well, his first name was Roy Hightower. He was born and raised in Alabama, but in the early 1960s, he went to Chicago. First gig he got was playing rhythm guitar behind the legendary Otis Rush. So what a way to start. And he started making his own records. He put out a bunch of singles as a blues and soul man back in the 60s and 70s. He's been putting out his own CDs now on his own label. The guy is a legend, but he's...
People don't get to see him that often, do
no,
they?
No, and even in Chicago they don't. You know, so... What we're trying to do is champion the music and champion the people who play it, bring them, you know, according to our finances and our venue structure,
sure.
bring them down here and make it happen.
Well, you definitely do. And, you know, like I said, from the young people to the legends that have been around forever and ever.
Vanessa Collier, who you mentioned earlier, 24 years old. Does she have a future in the music?
Oh, I think so.
Yes, if she stays with it.
Right.
You know, but life can throw you a lot of curveballs, and hopefully she will. She could be a superstar in 10 years, I think, if she works hard at it. So
I was amazed at how many people that she had played with, you know, in her young life.
Well,
that's because of Berkeley going to school up there in Boston.
She was on the road for a year and a half with Joe Louis Walker, who's a fairly big name in the blues.
Yeah. But that's what she was telling us, that some of the people that came and she got the opportunity to work with them for a week or 2 weeks right there at the school. What a great opportunity that had to have been.
Yeah, so we try to bring them all. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, discovery is the operative word here. Come out and discover for yourself what we have. There's no cover charge. It's free admission.
And that is very unusual in blues festivals, isn't it?
Well, it's in live entertainment to begin with, you know. But we have some super sponsors. Carolina Pride, of course, is our presenting sponsor.
Have you seen The Pig?
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Susie Q. Yeah.
We couldn't do without Carolina Pride. And, of course, our pit masters, Emerald Ink and Stitches, the City of Greenwood, Greenwood CPW, Uptown Greenwood, Century Link. You know, they're the sponsors of the main stage.
And you're even going to have free Wi-Fi, I think, up under the tent and everything. I do believe I read that.
I saw that gear. So you can be sitting in the audience listening to someone like, let me throw out a name, Randall Bramlett, who's a legend. By the way, he's playing tomorrow night. You don't know who Randall Bramlett is? Go to his website while you're sitting there listening with your Wi-Fi and read about how he played with C-Level, Chuck Lavelle on Capricorn Records, how he toured with Traffic and Steve Winwood, how he just opened up for Steve Winwood in Atlanta, Georgia, how he's toured with Widespread Panic. And you can learn all about these artists right in the CenturyLink stage.
No, yeah, that's true. It is an awesome way to go. You've got so many great venues from being right there at Flynn's all the way down to Sundance Studios Gallery. You've also got the Mill House, Cafe 312, Howard's,
Uichi, T.W. Boone's, Polo's.
Yeah, I tell you what. So if you want to go, and the other thing I think that what I've seen over the years, Gary, is all of these artists love that up close and personal effect, working with the audience there. You're not like you're just there and they're performing and then they walk out the door. They love for you to come up and talk to them, tell them what you like or if it's something you'd like to hear, but they're very conversational.
Well, and they're passionate about what they're doing. I had a nice conversation this morning with Andy Sikora, the head of the sound company that's doing custom audio, that's doing the main stage. And we were talking about some of the young rock bands that he's had the pleasure of working with recently. And he was really excited because these were kids that were hitting the stage with something to say and they were passionate about it. You know, that's what it's all about. You got to feel it. You got to have a good time. If you're just going through the motions, maybe it's time to hang it up or take a vacation.
Well, I think sometimes I agree. You do need a vacation, right? Hey, I tell you what, let's hear South Carolina news. We'll be back after the news, and we're going to be talking some more, so don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right here just having a good conversation with Clam Chop. Now, Clam Chop, where did you, you just arrived here in town. Where'd you come from?
Well, I actually live in a town called Deetsville, Alabama. It's just north of Montgomery. It's in the northeastern part of Autauga County, and that would be an Indian name, Autauga. So I'm kind of like a mixed up bowl of soup right now.
Would that be gumbo?
Sort of like that.
Yeah. So you just got in, and do you grow cucumbers and things like that where
you live?
Of
course.
Yeah.
I do. My best gal Sherry and I have a fairly good sized garden, and that's one of the things I like to do when I come to the festival is I share some of my produce with some of the other artists that show up to play at the festival.
Yeah, okay. So did you bring Gary something?
I sure did. I brought him some blackberry jelly, which Sherry made. Of course, I didn't have anything to do with that. And that, but the cucumbers, I watered them a lot.
You watered the cucumbers a lot? Well, that's great. So, Clam Chop, what you're going to be playing with Gary, is that right?
That's right. We're playing with Dr. Root Music this evening at Howard's on Main. And I'm really looking forward to working with Roy Hightower, as he was formerly known, originally from Coffeyville, Alabama, which is near Mobile. And as Gary said earlier, he moved to Chicago in the early 60s and worked with Bobby Rush and then later on branched out into his own music and really been enjoying listening to it, and I'm looking forward to playing some of it with him tonight.
Well, it's going to be an experience, isn't it, Gary, because y'all haven't actually played together, correct?
No, but that never stopped us before.
I know it doesn't stop you, but I'm saying it's going to be live coming together music right then and there, right?
Yeah, it should be fun. I mean, we've been listening to his material, and you know, when we come together as musicians, he'll play kind of some of our stuff, and then we'll try to respectfully back him up the best we can.
So when you talk about soup, it should be some good soup tonight.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, that's great. So, Clam Chop, what have you been doing? You've been working on anything in particular? Or?
Well, being a drummer as long as I have, I've done it so long now that I get to hang out with some pretty incredible musicians, some of the ones that are going to be at the festival this weekend. But I also work with some folks over there in Alabama. We play on a cruise boat that on the Alabama River. It's called the Harriet 2. And I do a lot of those dinner cruises on that boat. And rumor has it that we may be on our way to Memphis for the IBCs this year. We don't know. It just all depends on how the votes go.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's got to be fun, doing the river cruises, yes?
It really is. The name of the band is the John Bull Band, and I've been working with them for a couple of years now, and enjoy it. It's a kind of a jazzy blues music that we do, and a lot of different grooves and variations on the blues.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, you do a cruise down there in Charleston.
Yes, every Thursday we do the Blues and Barbecue Harbor Cruise, and sometimes Clam Chop is with us, depending on his scheduling. But that's every Thursday on the Carolina Queen out of the City Marina. That's on Lockwood Drive right downtown Charleston.
Yeah, we got to get down there and go out and be broadcasting this right back up here to Greenwood.
And that would be so much fun. You're welcome to do it anytime. You just let me know.
Absolutely.
Every Thursday through November. And if people want to find out, may I give the phone number?
Sure, absolutely.
843 area code, 722-1112, 722-1112.
Want to give that again?
843-722-1112, or go online, www.charlestonharbortours.com.
Well, you got to put that if you're going down to Charleston. That would be an awesome thing to do, because you go out right at sundown, right?
Sunset, and you see the harbor from the waterfront from the harbor, and we go up and around Fort Sumter sometimes, the Ravenel Bridge. I mean, it's really wonderful.
That's cool.
I'll tell you what, Ann, let's make a date. Let's do it on that Thursday the next time I'm in Charleston, Gary. What do you say?
August 13th.
August 13th. Well, I should write that down, and we should see if we can make that happen.
Let's
that would
do it.
Be awesome, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
And then you can come to Savannah with us, because we're in Savannah the next two nights.
Jeff, I'm going to be gone for a few days.
No, because last time we talked, you asked me about Jazz Tapas in Savannah.
Right,
what a great club that is. That's our favorite.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so you keep him busy down there, Gary, yes, down there in Charleston?
Yeah, you know, and in the arts, you know, in music and the arts, you really got to hustle and really try to stay booked, because, you know, it's hard, so you got to keep hustling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Clam Chop, who is maybe, you got a big group of artists, I'm sure you're familiar with who's going to be here. Anyone that really is, I know you like them all. But is there anyone that you're really looking forward to having the opportunity to see and hear?
Well, I've never seen Annie Piper, so I want to see her, especially after looking at this
Annie Piper, yes, folks.
On the newspaper here. Actually, Vanessa we worked a show with her at Kiowa about a year ago, right, Gary? Something like that.
It was actually in April.
In April, yeah. So I have not to take anything away from her. I also did a show with Randall Bramlett a few years back in Columbia. I can't even remember the name of that festival over there. There's so much great music, and it's a really diverse everything from urban funky blues to more traditional and even some country style blues. It's just amazing. And I think one of the things, and like you were saying earlier about the artists being up a little more close and personal with them, you get a better chance to see them up close. You get to experience their music full bore, and you get to see and perhaps maybe buy some of their music from the artist directly from them, their CDs and what have you, and get an autograph. Some of the things that you really can't do at some of the larger type of shows.
Yeah, you know, Gary, you wrote that song, Buy My Music While I'm Still Alive.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
But you know what Clam Chop just said about the autograph? When a guy like Elvis Presley started, you know, off
right.
as a young man out of Tupelo, Mississippi, did folks ever think he was going to become
the icon
that he is?
Yeah.
So you meet these artists and they have a lot of talent, and you know, life being a road, you never know what's going to happen with their career. I mean, some of the people are playing like a chicken wing joint or a coffee shop here in Greenwood might end up becoming the legends of tomorrow. So this is
well,
your chance.
We need some legends for tomorrow, don't we? I mean, some of the big, big legends were B.B. King. I mean, we're losing some of these really big legends.
Legends are made all the time. I mean, we just have to be patient. I mean, Clam Chop and I have been into this music most of our adult lives, which is to say about 70 or 80 years.
7 or 8 years, you said?
No. You sound awful good for 80.
We're middle-aged, and we've been into it since we were kids, right?
Right.
So a lot of the people that we saw back in the day that we thought would be around forever aren't around forever, and now they're in the mythology of the blues. They're in the history books, and they're legends. And they're people that we got to meet, in some cases, play with.
Right.
So all the people that are available to you this weekend on the Blues Cruise have the potential to become legends of tomorrow. They really do. So don't miss the opportunity.
That's right. Get down there, hear their music, whether you go to some of the venues that are out there or whether you just sit over there at the CenturyLink main stage and hear them coming up. I mean, and you guys move them out. I mean, they're in and they're out. They're in and they're out. I am amazed at how fast you can change things over, Gary.
Yeah, we're going to roll. Clam Chop puts his drum kit up for the entirety of, like, tomorrow. You know, okay, I start at 11. I'm doing 60 minutes. Robert Lighthouse, 60 minutes after that. Dr. Root Music, 60 minutes. Charlie Sales and Tony Fazio, 60 minutes. Lucky Man Beal and Fast Eddie, 60 minutes. Then we're going to have a Primo grill cooking demonstration, followed by Brent Johnson and the Call Up from New Orleans, 60 minutes. Cedric Burnside, 45 minutes. Boom, 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 like
right.
that.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is plant yourself in a chair with some of your friends and family and just watch the hours go by as you experience literally a panoramic ride through the blues.
You know, you brought up Brent Johnson, starting at age 4. He said actually it was age 2 or something. He couldn't even hold the guitar in his hands. He had to wait till he was capable of holding the guitar. But some of the stories that they have are just so great.
Well, I met a young lady today who works in the business community here. She has a 6-year-old daughter, and the little girl has shown a predilection for the guitar. And she... all these videos of her holding the guitar and strumming the guitar, she can't even fret it. And she's actually right-handed, but she's playing it upside down and left-handed.
Yeah.
And I said, don't discourage her from that. That may be her natural style. Because Jimi Hendrix, for example, played a right-handed guitar upside down, left-handed. And look what he did with music. So when a child has a tendency to go off in that direction, let them go. Because it's going to give them pleasure for their whole life. And again, you never know. It could be their job. They could become one of our legends.
Absolutely. And you'll see a lot of people that will become legends because you do such a great job, Gary, of bringing together such an eclectic group of musicians and groups that maybe you haven't heard of. And that's what's so neat about the 15th 15th Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery that's going to be going on this weekend. What happens at 6 o'clock tonight?
Well, tonight it's Lady Sings the Blues with Annie Piper from Australia. She's a singing bass player with her band. At 6 o'clock, they're going to play an hour. And then Laura Rain and the Caesars from Detroit are going to follow after that. Now, some folks have asked me, Laura Rain, what's that all about? One person described her music, and it wasn't that far off the mark, Amy Winehouse without the baggage.
Well, and
so soul blues.
Yes.
And cool, modern stuff.
And she's been compared to, oh, just left my brain.
Aretha Franklin. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we played some of her music yesterday, so she's great. She's great.
And I'm really looking forward to your program tomorrow as well, because you have two artists that are going to come in. Robert Lighthouse will be here.
We've had him on before, yeah.
And also Freddie Vanderford and Brandon Turner.
So it's going to be a rocking show tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 to 5. And then, of course, we'll be doing our blues crawl all around Greenwood from 7 to 9. Hitting all the artists, talking to people, eating some barbecue, taking some pictures, posting it on Facebook, of course, and letting everybody know.
Well, tomorrow night, 6 to 8, Clam Chop and I will be over at the Art Center with not only Dr. Root Music, but also Charlie Sayles and Tony Fazio.
That'll be great. We'll stop on by and see you right there. All right, I tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. It's a hot one out there, folks. I don't have my phone, but I think it's like 95 plus out there. I'm sitting here with the famous Clam Chop. Now, how did you get the name Clam Chop?
Well, and many years ago, we played a show in Charleston, Gary and I did, and we actually opened up for a puppet show.
For a puppet show?
We opened up for a puppet show, yeah. Our blues band was the opening act for a puppet show.
How many years ago was that?
It seems like it was just yesterday, but it's probably been 12 or 15 years ago now.
Good while ago.
But so anyway, you know, we sort of started joking around, and so we started nicknaming, you know, our band the Blues Puppets, you know, and it started out like that. So I became affectionately known as Lamb Chop from the
Sherry Lewis
fame.
Yep.
And then so it was many years later. We got called to go play a show up in Martha's Vineyard with Beverly Guitar Watkins, and Beverly's been on this festival before with us as well. These people that flew us up there and put us up, and we played this party, and they had Little Neck Clams and moonshine at this party, and I'd had moonshine before, but I'd never had Little Neck Clams.
Yes.
So I decided at that point in time, I loved moonshine and Little Neck Clams, so they started calling me Clam Chop.
Okay.
Because they were calling me Lamb Chop for my nickname, so they just changed it to Clam Chop.
Okay. And with the influence of the moonshine, it fit.
It really did. It really did. I know where Led Zeppelin got that song Black Dog from.
Well, we have so many artists that are going to be here. You're going to hear all different types of music. This is your opportunity, but they're calling it Ladies Blues Night in Uptown Greenwood tonight. Annie Piper, Laura Rain, and the Caesars are tonight on the main stage. And then, of course, during the evening tonight, there are all the different venues. And we got to mention, because he's only here for one night there at the Sundance Gallery, we have to mention Mac Arnold.
My goodness. If you've never seen him play that gas can three-string guitar that he has, you're really missing out on something. He's a tremendous artist.
He is a tremendous artist, and I think the thing that I love about Mac, he's also a showman.
He really is.
When he gets on stage, he just transforms, and with Max Hightower, they've got more in the band, but the two of them together, they really do some great stuff.
They really are. We had the opportunity to work up at Max's place up in Greenville earlier, like in the spring, and I haven't seen him since probably about March or so, but I really enjoy him every time I see him.
Yeah, he's got a terrific spirit, and of course now he's a doctor, Dr. Mac Arnold, yes, and he does a lot of stuff for kids too, which I think is great.
He really does. He's taken his art and used it for the betterment of people around him.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I mean, I've told this story before, and he's told it before, is if it really hadn't been for Max Hightower, I don't think he would be in music today.
Well, I can't comment on that. You probably know more about that than I do, Ann. I've only known Mac for probably maybe about 12 years. We worked on a couple of the very first time I ever worked with Mac. I used to have a sound company myself in Charleston, and that was my first meeting with him. Was I ran sound for a show that over in Mount Pleasant, and I was just blown away by him then. And then, of course, subsequently, we worked on several festivals together. He's just a terrific artist all the way around, and a real nice guy, too.
He is. And so that'll be going on tonight from 8 to 11 at Sundance Gallery. And it looks like Gary's going to have to take off. Are you going to have to take off, Gary?
Yeah, Dr. Root's in town. I got to go meet him, and then I've got to head on down to the main stage to get Annie Piper on at 6 o'clock.
Well, you know, we're going to be looking forward, and I know you're going to be working hard, and I know you get a lot of thank yous, but I think all of Greenwood thanks you for putting together this great show.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without CRS.
Well, thank you very much, Gary. We'll see you around downtown.
See you tonight.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, we've got a couple minutes left here to go. We are talking with Clam Chop. We've now heard the story about how he changed from lamb chop to clam chop. Was that a tough transition for you, or were you okay with it?
Well, it was just the matter of one more shot of moonshine and and then a slip of the tongue, and my new name was born, and it's kind of stuck. It kind of goes with the seafood theme of Shrimp City Slim, too.
Absolutely.
So it kind of stuck.
Kind of goes together. Well, how did you get interested, just since we have this time, we usually don't have much time to talk about you, but how did you get into the blues?
Well, my first musical leanings were jazz and blues. My father was a bassist with the Air Force Band and played in several of the Air Force bands around the country. And so my first introduction to the blues was through jazz. And so I dug deeper as I started moving into not playing so many gigs with my dad. I moved deeper into the, I would call, like the gut bucket kind of blues styles from New Orleans and Chicago. And then, of course, we all know that most of those came from Mississippi Delta, and which, of course, is not too far from New Orleans thing. And I learned to really appreciate those musics that, you know, were embraced by a lot of the artists in Memphis, which, you know, was the birth of Sun Records and those kind of things. I came up in that time era of when music, like you were saying, songs were 2 minutes and 15 seconds long.
Right.
But they had a lot to say in that 2 minutes and 15 seconds,
yeah.
And they could really paint a picture because not everybody even had a TV back then. They had to listen to the radio, and they could imagine what the songwriter or the singer was talking about, and they really knew how to paint a picture lyrically and also with the emotion of the music, and it made you feel a certain way.
Yeah, it did. But how come the drums?
Well, there again, I was what they called a problem child when I was in elementary school.
Yes.
I don't think they had invented Ritalin yet, so my parents wisely got me a drum set instead. So
they were brave.
No offense to the drug manufacturers, but ladies and gentlemen, if you have one of those problem children that are always beating on the desk and everything with their pencils, just know that they're probably, you know, thinking of a song of the day in their head and just playing along to it.
They're probably frustrated drummers.
That's exactly what they are.
You know, it is amazing how we can cure a lot of ills when we sit down and talk, isn't it?
And no doubt about it. And when we listen to music and we play music and we share this universal language with each other, we can really cure a lot of the world's ills.
We absolutely could. Hey, you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. I have been sitting across from Gary Shrimp City Slim this afternoon and Clam Chop, and we just said something really profound with kids that maybe need Ritalin. Maybe they need a set of drums or some musical instruments to give them something to work with, huh?
Well, it may have worked for me. I don't know yet. The jury's still out on that one, Ann.
Well, if you want to hear a great drummer that plays with Shrimp City Slim and plays on the river too and does a great job out there, has been around a long time doing this stuff, you got to come out and see Clam Chop. Where are you playing tonight?
Tonight we're at Howard's on Main with Dr. Root Music.
Okay, and that'll actually be from 9 to 11, is that right?
I think it's 8 to 11, Ann.
Is it? Okay, 8 to 11. Yep, you're right, 8 to 11 tonight. And then you're playing some more, too, aren't you, during the weekend?
Oh, yeah, be on the main stage with tomorrow, two different shows. And then we're also playing at the Art Center tomorrow evening. Then I have two more shows on the big festival stage. And then we close out at Polo's on Saturday evening. So it's going to be quite a hectic weekend for me. And I always look forward to it, though, Ann. And always look forward to coming and seeing you on the radio.
Seeing me on the radio. Well, there you go. Well, Clam Chop, thanks so much for coming out this afternoon. This is WCRS. It's going to be heating up on the main stage, literally. It's the Women's Blues Night. And everybody is wondering how the saucy Aussie herself, Annie Piper, is going to be dressed tonight. That is the question. So if you want to know, you got to be there. Hey, check it out right uptown Greenwood. Clam Chop, thanks again.
Thanks, Ann. We'll see you tonight.
Absolutely. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.